It's DJ Cap with Indondo, rather, 16 minutes after 1 p.m. on UJFM 95.4. It is the coolest campus radio station. What you're listening to right now is the coolest midday show, UJFM Insights. I am Mpumelelo Wakazulu with Unathi Khatebe on the news desk. We are with you on the way, all the way through to the hour of 3 p.m., second hour of the show. Now, I did tell you that we're about to have an exciting conversation. On the line, we do have our Vice Chancellor, Professor Letlo Gampedi. How are you doing, Prof, this afternoon?
I'm doing good. You know, it's great to be speaking to you. You know, the coolest radio station, campus radio station, the coolest show. Yes. I thought you were going to say the coolest vice chancellor.
The coolest vice chancellor, indeed. The coolest vice chancellor. Now, we see there's the APSA Business Banking in partnership with the University of Johannesburg. You're currently in Limpopo right now. Could you tell us about this? Tell us what's happening and what the initiative is all about.
Yeah, we are currently in Limpopo in Venda. Kipisa district at a high school called Anyani High School. This is a high school that UJ has adopted. Listeners will recall that we previously launched a learning center that impacted positively on the pass rate of the matriculants. One thing that we picked was that the learners have to wake up very early, around 4 a.m. to be at school at 8, because they had to walk. And together with our business banking, and Kubeka and UJ, today we are handing over 100 bicycles. These bicycles are sponsored by APSA to grade 11 learners so that they can be at school on time and be able, you know, to study, because, I mean, these kids, they always got tired from walking. So this is what we are doing today, Pumilet.
Absolutely amazing. VC, I know it's not first time something of this sort is happening. It's a transformative under the UJ for Societal Impact project. Now, it's to touch on the UN Sustainability Development Goals. BC, I need you to tell me the importance on why, as an institution, we need to ensure that we are following the UN Sustainability Development Goals.
Yes, as an institution, it's extremely important because this are aligned also with what we are all about at UJ. One of the pillars, you know, of our strategic plan 2035 is societal impact and sustainability. We say everything that we do must have a positive effect and impact on the society. As a university, yes, we do teach, we do research, but we also need to work with the communities around us to address societal challenges of the day. We believe strongly that that is the way to go. And through those initiatives, we're definitely impacting lives of future leaders positively. And these guys, you know, one day are going to be leaders of this country. And it will be great, you know, if, you know, we could assist them in this small way so that they can realize their fullest potential.
All right, that's amazing. VC, you're speaking of positive impact. I want us to talk about the Combating Corruption Summit that's taking place right here at the University of Johannesburg. It's day two of it. It started yesterday. I need us to, it's the second annual, in fact, taking place right here at the University of Johannesburg. VC, you know for a fact that this Combating Corruption Summit is to ensure, is to put practical implementations into stopping corruption in the country. Why is it so important for UJ to be part of such a huge movement?
Yeah, I mean, we all know that corruption is the biggest challenge, you know, that is facing our country, our continent, and many other countries of the world. And we can complain every day, or we can do something about it, talk about it, come up with ways and means, team up with, you know, partners and like-minded people to address this challenge. And for us, this aligns very well, you know, because we know the negative effect of corruption on things that are special to us, you know, impacting lives positively. If money is stolen by corrupt individuals, it means then there will be no water provided to the communities. There will be no electricity and so on. And this aligns with our values. One, you know, we've got four values. One is integrity. And, you know, we want people who are ethical. And we realize that, yes, we can influence those around us at the university. But through summits like this, we can bring all relevant stakeholders, you know, whistleblowers, policymakers, and so on, so that, you know, we tackle this issue head on. So that is where we are, and that's why we're involved And I'm excited about the fact that this is now an annual event, because you cannot talk once about corruption and think that it will disappear.
All right. Thank you so much, Vice Chancellor, for taking your time to talk to us. And yeah, thank you for talking to The Coolest Show. And that was our Vice Chancellor, the coolest Vice Chancellor, Professor Letlhoka Mpedi of the great University of Johannesburg.